Blog Talk Radio.
KSLP Internet Radio, we are back on the air. Good afternoon to you, 3:04 in the p.m. here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. That is where I'm at. I wonder where you're at. I hope you're listening to my show. That's where I hope you're at. Anyway, sorry about that. As you know, over the weekend, we did two shows of Out of Love. We did two shows of In Love, but we still got songs left over for our In Love show. So we're finishing up in this first hour of three. So we're basically doing three shows, three separate shows in a three-hour period, but it's all in one show. That is our concept for today. First, as I just said, we have the In Love show, part three, the final hour. Okay. At the beginning of the second hour, I will be calling into the Daryl Wynn Sports Show, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. And we will be discussing all types of sports. And in the third hour, I will be by myself, but I will be talking. Actually, I'll have a second co-host that will be my sister, Stephanie. She will be coming in to the studio here. Got to make some room for her, but because it's a small, cramped studio. But she'll be coming in, and she will be discussing the TV show Make It or Break It. And also, I hope I can do this, but at midnight tonight, midnight Mountain Time, in 9 hours, I'll have another three-hour show, and that would be my Tuesday 2-play. I'm going to add some new stuff to the mix and have some stuff we haven't had before and mixing some old favorites that I play regularly on my show. But anyway, so that's the premise for today. And we just heard from 1995, Selena, before her untimely death, and it was her number one fan that did that, and that was just so tragic. But anyway, from the movie Selena, I believe it was from the movie Selena, somebody will have to correct me if I'm wrong, which I probably am, but that was I Could Fall in Love by Selena. Okay, so we got 2:52 left in the show. For 52 minutes, we're playing nothing but love songs to finish out the set. In our first set, we have Amy Grant, Ashford and Simpson, Billy Myers, Billy Idol, and Christopher Cross. But we're going to start out this six-song set from 1987. And love is not just between a man and a woman. It could be friends. You know, you love your friends, you love your pets, you love whoever. So from 1987, from the movie Lean on Me, which is one of the best movies in the last 30 years, absolutely. I love that movie. But from 1987, from the movie Lean on Me, is Club Nouveau with Lean on Me to start off our first set here on KSLP Internet Radio. Thank you so much for listening today.
again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again. Hey, little sister, who is it you're with? Hey, little sister, what's your fight to wish? Shotgun, oh yeah. Hey little sister, who's your Superman? Hey little sister, shotgun. It's a nice day to start again. It's a nice day for a white wedding. It's a nice day to start again.
Don't you go outside. And soon Take a chance.
KSLP Internet Radio, good afternoon to you. 3:35 in the p.m. here in beautiful Sun Valley. I'm your host, DJ Stevie P, wrapping up my Valentine's Day show, finally, right? I'm in my seventh hour, actually, of my Valentine's show. I started yesterday evening at 6:30 Mountain Time, went 6:30 to 7:30, 7:30 to 8:30, 8:30 to 9:30. Then I went from midnight to 1, 1 to 2, and 2 to 3 this morning. Now it's 3, I started at 3 o'clock. I got 25 minutes left, and I will wrap it up finally. That was Amy Grant with Lucky One. Also in that set, we heard Ashford and Simpson with Solid. We heard Billy Myers with Kiss the Rain, Billy Idol with White Wedding, and Christopher Cross with Arthur's Theme. We started that set out with Club Nouveau with Lean on Me. Coming up in the next set, we have some Mary Jane Girls, High Five, Lionel Richie, Madonna, and we're going to get started with Neil Sedaka. This is Laughter in the Rain here on KSLP Internet Radio. And coming up at the top of the hour, we will be joined by Daryl Wynn and talking about sports for 1 hour. Coming up in an hour and 23 minutes, we will be joined by my sister Stephanie, and she will be talking about the TV show Make It or Break It here on KSLP Internet Radio. We got a full pat 3 hours here. Anyway, so here's Neil Sedaka with Laughter in the Rain here on KSLP Internet Radio. Should start any second now.
Shiver And in my dreams I've kissed your lips a thousand times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes, I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted, and my arms are open wide. But you know just what to say, and you know just what to do. And I want to tell you so much. I love you. I long to see the sunlight in your tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello, I've just got to let you know. 'Cause I wonder where you are, and I wonder what you. Are you somewhere feeling lonely, or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying, I love you.
KSLP Internet Radio, good afternoon to you, 3:55 in the p.m. I'm your host, DJ Stevie P. That was Crazy For You by Madonna. We also heard Lionel Richie with Hello, Hi Fi with The Kissing Game, I Like The Way, and Mary Jane Girls with In My House. We've got time for one more song before we switch over to Mr. Daryl Wynn, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. And this song, from 1988, my cousin Paige and her husband Ronnie, who've now been married over 20 years, this was their wedding song. And I just lost it, and just 1 second, and I'll get it back. But anyway, this was their wedding song, and this is probably one of the most romantic songs I have ever heard. And like I said, I'm trying to get to it now. And it is from the group Atlantic Star. This is Always here on KSLP Internet Radio. This song will end the In Love series that has lasted 7 radio hours. Thanks for listening. Should come up any second now. All right, you know what? We're gonna have to save that for. After the show, before we start our make it or break it, because we're now running out of time, and we're gonna go ahead and try to dial into the Daryl Wynn show, and just go from there. But before we do that, let me just talk for a moment. It's been an interesting day. I ran into some people I used to work with. They stopped by my work last night, and I'm not going to say any names, but they were a little bit crazy drunk. They were. I could smell the fruit alcohol on their breath. So it seemed like they were just drinking wine coolers. That's what it seemed like. And so anyway, that was interesting to say the least. Running into them and seeing what was going on with that. And one of them at one point I had a crush on a few years ago, and it was like seeing her kind of brought back some of those things, but it's like I can't do that. I'm not into that right now. And I'm waiting to get my Mozilla Firefox back up. I'm sorry about the delay, folks. And we was having some technical issues with this. And we still are. So we're going to attempt to do something here. And it'll be just a couple of minutes, and I do apologize. And then we'll get right to Daryl Wynn. Usually by this time we will be calling into a show, but sometimes with a computer it acts screwy. Now I will say this: maybe somebody out there will be able to assist me with this, but there's a person that I work with. I'm not going to say who, but there's a person I work with that I would be interested in taking out to dinner sometime. But my problem is I have I'm so good at rejection. I mean, really, with my love life, that's one reason I did the Out of Love show the other day, and I had so much fun doing it, because, you know, I find I'm very cynical of love, I'm very cynical of Valentine's Day, I'm very cynical of all of that stuff, because I'm so bad at when it comes time where I like someone, it never turns out well at all. Never. I'm talking absolutely 100% never turns out well. I always end up screwing up somehow. So because of that, when I like somebody, I tend not to say anything because I don't want to screw up the friendship or the, you know, especially if I'm working with somebody, because believe me, that can make for a very, very awkward situation. Absolutely. So anyway, we are very close to connecting to Mr. Daryl Wynn, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm bringing up my switchboard now, so it'll be just a second. And, so, let's see here. Okay, so we're about to start the sports part of the show. Guest call-in number, one second here. Okay, let's see if this will work. So, sorry about this, folks. Hold on. Okay, I think we got the number now. Try to dial.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
This is why you're hearing the music, because my co-host is not part of the unit so yet to start the show. He's not there. So that's why you're hearing the music. So what we're going to do, is on mute. And we're going to go ahead and play that song, and hopefully he'll be calling in the next few minutes. So, as I was saying a few minutes ago, to finish out my In Love show, this is Atlantic Star with Always here on KSLP. In the PM here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. I am your host, DJ CVP, and am I joined by my co-host?
Yes, you are. I am through. I am through Win on Talk Radio from Cole, where we live, Charlotte, North Carolina. We had a little problem, see, because Amy wanted to put her cart together.
Uh-huh.
So I'm blaming it on her tonight. That's why I'm late. That's why I'm late coming in.
Okay. So that's why. I have been doing the last 2 days. I've been doing my In Love shows. Yesterday and today, and I was just finishing up my In Love show with Always by Atlantic Star. That's a song that my cousin and her husband played at their wedding back in 1988. And when I called into your show, all I heard was the music, and it said you had not called in yet. So I decided to play that song. So, and then I went back to check yours, and I was hearing my song that I was playing for my audience on your show. And it was like, oh, he's called in. So, anyway.
Yeah. So how you been?
Okay, haven't gotten much sleep because I've been doing the shows, and I just finished the 1 hour. I'm having the hour with you, or 48 minutes, and then at the top of the hour, I have I'm still going to be on the air for another hour with Make It or Break It, and we're going to be talking about the TV series Make It or Break It with my sister Stephanie. And, you know, Stephanie Riggerall. And, she's going to be coming into the studio and we'll be talking about, about the series Make It or Break It, the new episode about tonight and what's going on the series and that sort of thing. So it's been an action-packed 3 hours, and then hopefully after it's all over, we will, I'll be able to get some rest before, I go to work, because at midnight Mountain Time tonight, I'll be doing my Tuesday Two Play show, another 3 hour show. So basically, in the last 36 hours, I've done 4 3 hour shows. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this show's all about sports. You give me a call at, what is my number?
917-388-4571 or 347-850-1572. You've seen on Facebook, Daryl, where I have plastered our show everywhere.
Yeah. I think Amy made a comment on that, didn't you, Amy? Where Steve plastered our show everywhere. Yeah.
What was her comment?
She said, yeah.
I'm just trying to get the word out, you know?
Yeah, I know. Did you, what's a good thing to talk about today?
How about the Olympics? And how about the Super Bowl win, the commercials? The guy that passed away the other day, you know, doing the luge? Anything like that would be fine. I mean,
it's getting tight. Pretty soon the draft be coming up.
Yeah, and pretty soon baseball will be coming up.
Well, pitchers and catchers are next week.
They're going to report next week. Okay, that's
yep.
Good. That's good. Well, now, when we take a break, I've got the perfect song for actually two perfect songs. One's like a minute and a half. And then the other one is a regular, like, 4 minute song. So one is in honor of President's Day, okay? The other is a sports themed song. But,
So, Amy, you know, he done four shows today?
I noticed that.
She said she noticed that.
What's that?
That you did four shows.
Yeah.
He say, she still say you crazy.
I am crazy. Now,
he said he is crazy.
All right. Now, in for those of you that are not keeping up or you can't really keep up with the Olympics, the United States is currently in the medal lead with 7 total medals, 1 gold, 2 silver, and 4 bronze. Germany is behind them with 4 total medals, 1 gold and 3 silver. Home country Canada is tied for third with 3 medals. They have 1 of each, gold, silver, and bronze.
Yeah.
So that's the up to date in the medal count. So the Olympics.
Did you hear about the girls that couldn't do the jump? You know what I mean? They come up the hill, they jump with the skis.
Yeah.
No, the OEC didn't allow the girls to do it.
Oh, why was that? Because of weather?
No, they didn't allow them into the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
They fought to be in the Olympics to jump like the men, and the OEC said no.
Oh, wow.
The OEC actually said they wasn't good enough to do it.
Now also, the other day, Canada, women's hockey, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That game, which one did that come on? That came on CNBC, okay? That game was a primetime game, 8 o'clock game, 8 to 10:30 on the 13th. Slovakia versus Canada. Now, do you follow hockey at all?
Yep. Yeah, we're here.
Okay. Team Canada, the home team, beat Slovakia in hockey 18-0.
What, Americans beat?
The Americans beat China. I watched part of that game when I got home this morning because I
taped. Yeah, they beat them
12-1. 12-1, yep. Yeah, and coming up tonight on the Olympics, this is day 4. Coming up tonight is figure skating pairs, free skate, men's snowboarding finals, speed skating men's 500 meters, and that's in prime time. And then the late night, the women's luge and medal ceremony comes on. So that's today. And then tomorrow, men's curling starts. You know, I don't understand the concept of curling. I really don't.
If anybody could tell us, I do. But if anybody could give my co-host a quick course on curling, give me a call at 917-388-4571.
You know what? You know what it looks like to me is shuffleboard on ice. That's kind of what it is. Shuffleboard on ice.
No. Curling is complicated and it's chess-like because you got to know right where to put the rock.
You're shoving a big, huge ass piece of ice down ice.
That's not ice, D. That's a rock.
Well, whatever. It's boring.
It's stone. You're shoving it down. Yeah, the man is pushing it off, and you're taking a broom, and you're sweeping in front of it. You're trying to knock the other team men out with getting their score.
Yeah, like shuffleboard.
A little different than shuffleboard.
Yeah, shuffleboard's not on ice. But I mean, that is probably the most boring sport I have ever seen besides bowling. You know?
Hey, are you busy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
I can ask you to do me a favor. Look up what's it called?
Curling.
Curling.
Why?
Christine said it's boring. I wanted to give him a quick definition of it.
And that, from the opening ceremonies the other night, I saw Great Britain come into the Olympic Stadium. I know that it was formed in Great Britain or, Scotland, but and the Canadians perfected it. But to me, that is the most dumb. That is one of the dumbest, most boring sports in the Olympics.
Well, how I know about curling because I have done it.
Oh, you've played curling before?
Yeah.
Were you any good?
Yeah.
Well,
I like it. I like it.
Yeah,
I mean, I like it. It's something. It's fun. If you get out there and play, like I said, if anybody got any information on my co-host, give him a live up on it. Call me at 917-388-4571. And we can get him in touch on curling. My wife is busy right now, so she can't look it up. Well, we can give you a touch on curling.
Well, you know, I mean, I'd rather watch any other sport. I mean, now
Steve, you have to actually pay attention to it.
I have tried. I have gone in past Olympics, 2006, Torino, 2002. Salt Lake City, 98, in Nagano, and I don't know if they was doing it in 98, but I remember 2002 in Salt Lake City and 2006 in Torino, Italy. I was watching some of that, and it was like, what in the hell are they doing?
Yeah, it's called curling.
What is type of curling and hit Google
search? Yeah, I think you just type in curling and hit Google search.
What's your game, curling?
Yep, that's it. Because that's the only time it's played is in winter games. Well, that's the only time it's popular.
I mean, they don't allow baseball anymore in the Olympics, and they allow this dumb sport? I mean, that's insane. That
Steve.
Is freaking insane. I know it's winter and summer. I know it's different. Okay, but still.
See, curling, you have to do it to understand it. You can't watch curling because it's boring. If you're doing it, it's more better.
Uh-huh.
Because you're concentrating on what you're doing.
Well, that's like anything, Daryl. I mean, stats. It's better if you do it instead of if you're watching somebody else do it, you know? I mean, it's the same thing with baseball, football, any other sport. And, yeah, I'm saying stats is a sport. But you understand what I'm saying. It's like that with anything. It's better if you're actually doing the sport instead of just watching it. Baseball is fun. Softball is fun. You know I did it in Yellowstone. But
yeah.
To sit through a 90-inning game when you're not actually participating in the game can get downright boring.
And if you like baseball.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Sitting through 60 minutes of football is the same thing, unless they're either scoring a lot of goals or a lot of points, or it's a very defensive game, you know. Actually, the defensive game, that would be boring. So the Super Bowl was not boring, by the way.
Dave?
Yeah.
Amy said, when you get a chance, look on your Facebook page.
I'm on it now.
She said it should have went.
Oh,
my page.
On your page, okay.
Oh.
All right, I'll type in your name and.
But like curling, because I haven't did curling since high school. Okay.
That was
elected in our high school.
Okay.
And so
the game of curling is more than 500 years old. The earliest written record of curling of groups of people sliding stones on frozen ponds and lots, an arm in the seat is similar to a fjord, in competition are found at Scotland's Palsy Abbey and date back to 1541.
Now you got to understand.
Curling for men was played at the first Olympic Winter Games in France in 24, but curling did not become an official Olympic sport until Nagano in 98, with both men's and women's tournaments. Okay, I still say you got nothing better.
You got it, Amy.
To do.
I
She's
got
shaking
it. Her head at you.
I got it, but it's. I got
and
it, but I don't get it. You know.
We were the only black school in Ohio that had curling. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well,
I heard her just say you're old.
Yeah, he heard you just say I'm old. But we was the only inner city school that had it. When we had competition, people would be like, what are y'all doing? But yeah,
people
I know how to
say,
throw.
I can probably figure people was probably telling you, you must be out your damn mind. Sliding stones on you know, across a frozen area. I mean.
Yep. But it's fun once you start.
Uh huh.
I mean, it takes a long time. I mean, it takes. Whoa. I don't know how many frames they play now, but back then we played like 8 or 9. I don't
but
know
I still
saying.
Don't. I still don't see the point of it. I don't.
You still don't see the point of it. She sat down and said, "Okay, what?" Steve.
Yeah.
I was looking at. It's in our paper. Not in the USA Today, but our regular paper.
Uh huh.
They had the different conferences.
Yeah.
Okay. In our conference, the Pac Dev Dash.
The A-10. You're in the A-10, right?
The A-10. This is how the 4-5 teams stand. Richmond 9-2. Temple 8-2. Charlotte 8-2. Xavier 8-2.
So
it's a three-way tie. It's a three-way tie behind Temple.
Uh huh.
And then it goes from St. Louis 7-4. Rhode Island 7-4, Dayton 6-7, UMass 4-7, Duquesne 4-7, LaSalle 3-7, George Washington 3-7, St. Bonnie 3-7, St. Joe's 3-7, and Fordham 0-11.
Oh wow!
And in your conference, where is it? I know it's in here. I think it's in here. No, it's not.
I know Florida's like 4th or 5th in the conference. They're like 13-9 or something, or they was.
But they don't got the SEC. Well, okay, this is they don't have your conference in. They got the ACC.
Yeah, they don't have the SEC because there's no teams in the SEC or up in North Carolina.
You know who's on top of ACC?
Probably either Duke. Probably Duke. North Carolina's been slipping this year, haven't they?
Yeah, it's Duke 9-2,
uh-huh.
Wake Forest 8-3, Virginia Tech 7-3, Maryland 6-3, Virginia 5-4, Clemson 6-5, Florida State 6-5, Georgia Tech 5-6, North Carolina 3-7.
And didn't they win it all last year? Of course, they had that
yeah.
that Tyler Hansbrough, right?
Yeah.
Last year. But still, I mean, geez. That's 3-7 is –
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah, because then it's like Miami, Boston College, and NC State.
Well, I can give you the stand. I'm pulling up the standings now for the SEC.
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah,
what's the Atlantic Sun? I know this. Is that a mid-major conference like us? That's got Belmont, Jacksonville, Carlisle.
Yeah, that is a mid-major because Jacksonville is Jacksonville University. They used to be in a Sun Belt for one. North Florida is also in that. The Ospreys of University of North Florida Ospreys. Which is in the same city as Jacksonville, Florida Gulf Coast, USC, Upstate,
yep.
Kennesaw State in Georgia, Mercer, East Tennessee State. That's a mid-major conference.
But you know what? Belmont and Jacksonville are tied for the conference, 11-5.
Yeah, and overall, Belmont has a 16-10 record. Jacksonville 15-10.
Yeah,
but I am seeing that they are tied in the conference. But
Belmont only got one more win than they do. That's it.
Yeah. Now Jacksonville actually back in the 70s, Jacksonville University actually won the NCAA tournament. That's when they had Artis Gilmore there. And they won that back in the early 70s. Now, Southeastern Conference, of course, it's divided up east and west. In the east, Kentucky is in first. Vandy's in second. Tennessee third. Florida 4th, South Carolina 5th, Georgia last. In the West, Mississippi State 1st, Arkansas 2nd, Ole Miss 3rd, Alabama 4th, Auburn 5th, and LSU is 0-11 in the conference.
So that's like four of them in our conference, 0-11.
Yeah. Kentucky is 9-1, Vandy is 8-2, Florida and Tennessee are 6-4, South Carolina is 5-5, Georgia is 3-7. Mississippi State and Arkansas are 6-4. Mississippi is 5-5. Alabama is 4-7. Auburn is 3-7. And then 0-11 for LSU.
But you know what? I've seen LSU play.
Yeah.
They don't look like an 0-11 team.
They must have lost some tight games.
Yeah, they did. I've seen them play. On paper, yeah, they're 0-11, okay? You're doing that. But I've seen them play. They don't look like an 0-11 team. I mean,
right. The
ball bounced here and there, and, you know, it's where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm surprised at?
What's that?
Look at the Big 12.
All right, hold on. Let me get back to it. Big 12.
If anybody got a comment on that, give me a call at 917-388-4571. I am your host for All About Talk.
347-850-1572. Big 12.
This is a runoff. Kansas has got everybody beat.
Yeah, they're perfect in the conference.
The next one to them is Kansas State. They're 7-3.
So is Texas A&M.
And then it drops off.
Then you have three teams at 6-4. That's Baylor, Texas, and Missouri. Oklahoma State's 5-5. Texas Tech and Oklahoma are 4-6. Iowa State, Colorado are 2-8, and Nebraska brings up the rear at 1-9.
Okay, from the Big 12.
Uh-huh.
Just looking at the Big 12, how many teams do you think you'll get out of the Big 12?
Possibly 6.
So you're talking about Kansas, Kansas State, Texas A&M, Texas,
Baylor, Texas, and Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe Oklahoma State. They're 17-7. So I would consider them a bubble team.
Okay. How about the Atlantic Sun?
Atlantic Sun? Okay.
You know, with Belmont, Jack. I say 2.
Yeah.
Maybe 3.
I would
Kansas
say.
Right there.
Yeah, I would definitely say 2. Maybe 2. 3 is probably winging it a little bit, but I wouldn't say any more than 3. I would say that teams like Lipton, East Tennessee State, Lipton is 13-12, East Tennessee State, the best that they could hope for if they stay in the middle of that conference is possibly a berth in the other tournament, the
NIT.
Yes, the NIT. So
okay, now the big question: how many from the ACC? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Ooh.
ACC. I see 4 or 5. See, the bubble team for me for the ACC is Carolina.
Yeah. Well, see, here's an interesting concept. Miami of Florida. Okay.
Yeah.
They're 3-8 in the conference. They're 17-8 overall. That means before they started conference play, they went 14-0.
Yeah.
Okay. They've done better outside their conference than they've done inside their conference. The only way that possibly, the only way for Miami to get into the big dance is for them to win the tournament, them to win the next month, the ACC tournament. That's the only way. But they're 17-8. There's teams above them that with a better conference record, but with a worse overall record like North Carolina and Boston College. Because North Carolina is 14-11 overall, and Boston College is 12-13. But
unless North Carolina wins that division,
North Carolina in the division is 3-7.
No, I say unless they win that conference.
Yeah. Now it's the same. I mean, it's the same thing. What happened a couple of years ago? I don't know if it was last year or the year before with Georgia and the SEC. They was like the bottom ranked team in the conference tournament, and then they wound up winning it all and ended up a 13 seed.
Yeah.
And then they lost, I think, in the first round. But it just it depends. It's still early, but
Like they say, in our conference, you at least got five. You got Richmond, Tulane, us, Xavier. What I'm surprised is, unless Dayton shows something in the last seven games, they might make it because of Dayton.
Yeah.
But they're under St. Louis, Rhode Island, and Dayton. That'd be hard pressed. Unless they just won the division, and I don't see them doing that. I'm not saying they can't, but do you say I'm wrong or right?
It's hard to tell right now. I mean, it's possible, you know. It really is. It's possible.
Hey, like you say, anybody can get on the road. And you know what's really surprising me? And I didn't ever think I'd say this.
What?
But the Big East is a surprising to me.
Why is that?
You got good. Most everybody in the Big East is good. You got Villanova 1, Syracuse 2, West Virginia, Pittsburgh's tied for 3rd. Then comes Georgetown. Then comes Marquette, St. Louis. Marquette, Louisville's tied. Then you have a drop off. You have Notre Dame, Cincinnati, South Florida, Seton Hall, Connecticut. You know Connecticut ain't going nowhere. They play in the night, so Providence and St. John. Now the shocker in there is Connecticut. I would never think they'd be that low.
4-8 in the conference, 14-11 overall.
And they play tonight.
Yeah.
It's just surprising.
Yeah.
Villanova, Syracuse, you know they're going to be up there. Mm-hmm. Georgetown, Pitt, yeah. Louisville, Marquette, yeah. You know those teams will be there.
Well, I feel sorry for teams like Murray State out of the Ohio Valley Conference.
Where's that
at? Murray State out of the Ohio Valley Conference. They're 15-0 in their conference. They're 24-3 overall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're probably going to end up. Usually, Morehead State, who's right behind them, usually wins that conference. I usually see them in the tournament. But that's one of those teams that. Hold on, my phone's ringing. I don't recognize the number, so screw them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not screw them, but I'm not answering my phone. Anyway, they're going to be one of those teams, Murray State, where they're going to end up playing either the opening round game or they'll be a 15th or 16th seed, and here they have a 24-3 record. But because of the conference that they come out of, you know.
Yes, that's just like the Big South. You got Coast, Coast Carolina, Wofford, Redford, UNC Ashford, High Point, Liberty. That's a weak conference. That's a mid-major, but you have teams like that'll be 16 or 15.
Yeah, Coastal Carolina is 22-5 overall, 12-3 in the conference.
They lead the whole conference.
Now, Winthrop, I've seen them in the past do, you know, a little well in the tournament, I believe, that where they won
the
first round game. I think one time they was, I think, if I remember correctly, which I don't, but I think I do, I think they was a 15 seed within the last couple of years, and they beat the number 2 seed.
Yep.
Which is
You're
possible.
Right.
But one
You're
thing
right.
that has never happened, a 16 seed has beaten a number 1. That has never happened since the conference expanded in 85. That has never, ever happened. Hey, let's take a break. All right?
Okay.
And I'm going to play this. This first thing is for President's Day. And then right after that, immediately right after that, I'm going to play the sports thing. So this is KSLP Internet Radio. I am your co-host, DJ CVP, broadcasting live from the KSLP Internet Radio studios here in Sun Valley, Idaho. I have on the phone with me my co-host, Daryl Wynn from cold and hellish Charlotte, North Carolina. And this is President's Day, so we will be playing this song. This is the theme song that the president hears every time he goes anywhere. This is Hail to the Chief. And then right after that, we're going to be playing a sports song here on KSLP Internet Radio. Be back in a few.
We're
KSLP Internet Radio, good afternoon to you, 4:46 in the p.m. here in beautiful Sun Valley. I am rejoined now with my co-host, Daryl Wynn, and that puts you in a baseball mood, don't it?
I used to
hear that song when I used to go to Braves games when I was a kid. That song came out in 85. When I used to go to Braves games in the 80s, when I was a kid, I used to hear that before every single Braves game. So that every time I hear that, and I heard that earlier for the first time in probably, I don't know, a year, but every time I hear that, it reminds me, I'm taken back to the, 80s Braves, Dale Murphy, and, even though they sucked at the time, they were still, so, all right, what did you think of the Super Bowl?
It was all right.
Just all right?
My team won. Yeah, my team won.
And my team won, too.
Yeah.
And let's see, if I remember correctly, you, me, and Amy had this thing where we would pick the winners every week. And how did you and Amy do?
Steve, you gonna rub that in, ain't you?
Rub what in?
Wait till tournament time comes.
I'm curious, and I'm sure my listeners are curious as to how you and Amy did.
Amy, he's still rubbing it in on us.
I figured.
He laughing too hard.
That's okay.
But see, Steve, you got to go against her with college tournament time, and I know how she is. So live it up now, because you know what? You ain't got a chance.
Yeah, I know. Now the thing is that I went overall 7-4 out of the 11 games. And one week I went 1-3 and I thought, oh man, I'm gonna suck at this. And then somehow, by a miracle, I don't know how, I picked the winner of every single game the next week. Every home team except for the Jets, when they went to San Diego, I'm kind of not looking forward to the brackets, because I know from past experience I have done very poorly on the brackets. The only time I have actually picked the winner before the tournament starts was when Florida won the national championship.
That's bad.
So normally I do not. I will pick a team. I will pick a regional team in the South, and it turns out that they lose in the first round. So it doesn't matter who else wins. Overall, I'm going to end up sucking at it because that final game, is not good. Now, what do you think of the ads in the Super Bowl?
They're all right.
The $2 million ads. What was your favorite?
I don't have a Super Bowl ad favorite.
You don't have one. There was a lot of stupid ones in there. I like the Snickers commercial with Abe Vigoda and Fish from Barney Miller and Betty White. That one was good. I like that.
What do you think about the All-Star game?
I didn't watch it. I did not watch it. I saw bits and pieces of it, but I was doing a show last night during it. I was doing the first 3 hours of my In Love special between 6:30 and 9:30 Mountain Time. So I did not get a chance to watch the game. But real quick, now going back to the Super Bowl ads, the worst commercial I saw, and it was like, you've got to be kidding, was that stupid car commercial about the guy, he's asked paper or plastic, and he says plastic, and then all of a sudden these green police come in and frisk them, and about the batteries and the the guy's throwing something down his garbage disposal, and they tell him to stop. And, you know, that was just very liberal,
boring
ass green commercial, you know?
Boring?
It wasn't just boring, but it was like, you've got to be kidding, because, you know, some people have their way. That would be turning America into a nanny state where the government basically controls everything that you do. You can't even pick paper or plastic without somebody being up your ass on, you know, and arresting you for picking plastic. You know, it's like, you've got to be freaking kidding me that they would do that sort of commercial. And it's like, was it meant to be funny, or was it meant to be kind of like a premonition of future things to come if we keep going down the same road with these liberal BS policies that are being put in place by people like Al Gore, you know, and all that crap? But it was like, that had, you know, I objected more to that one than that Tim Tebow ad. The Tim Tebow ad was sweet, and people that made it such a ruckus about it, they ought to just go outside and shoot themselves, okay? Point blank range, just go outside and just shoot themselves, because they're just a bunch of idiots that complained about that commercial.
If anybody's interested in tonight, my pick tonight is Connecticut beat Villanova, and my upset for the night, Texas A&M beating Kansas. You heard it here.
And my upset for tonight would be, I know you don't watch wrestling, but Monday Night Raw. Every week, Monday Night Raw has a different guest host. This week, it's Jerry Springer.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. This week, it is Jerry Springer, and no telling what could happen with him being the guest co-host. And, But it's gonna be funny, but I probably won't watch it because I'll probably be asleep. But I always go to there's a website called NoDQ.com, and for the latest information on wrestling, the different wrestlings. Also, the other wrestling organization, which is gonna challenge the WWE, they're gonna be moving to Monday nights in next month. In March, they're going to be moving their shows. They'll have one live show 1 week. The next week will be taped, and then the next week will be live. But they're going to go up against, with Hulk Hogan in the thing, they're going to go up and try to go up against the WWE and recreate the Monday Night Wars from the 90s with WCW and WWE. But I'll probably be asleep a little bit later after my my next hour and talking about Make It or Break It, and which I'm going to tape tonight and probably watch tomorrow. But
Well, you see, my co-host won't be watching basketball. He will be watching WWE Wrestling, the sorriest thing on TV.
Amen.
I mean, it's so fake. I don't know why anybody watches it anymore.
It is fake, but... Yeah, well, wrestling's not fake, you know. Wrestling, believe me, I have seen. Look, the thing is, not all wrestling is fake, and I'll give you a prime example. Back in the 1980s, there was GLOW, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. Okay, I used to watch that when I was a kid because it would come on TV. One woman, and they show this on TV. One woman broke the other woman's fibula in her arm, and her bone was sticking out of her elbow. Okay.
Well, I ain't talking about. No, back then it wasn't fake, and now it's fake.
Now 90% of it is fake. There is 10% of it where still people get hurt, people, you know, tear muscles and tear, you know, break bones and that sort of thing. But 90% of it nowadays is fake. But there is that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but it's still good entertainment, good family entertainment.
It's boring.
Some of it is boring, but some of it is good quality, you know, entertainment, like going back to WCW days when the Nitro girls would get out there and dance. That was good quality, solid, good quality family entertainment, you know. But anyway, I digress. So we got a few minutes left of the show. So what else would you like to say? And, you know, you saw how many you saw the five people that we went to Yellowstone with that I put in, you know, on their homepage. And I don't know how many is actually listening to the show. Nobody has called in, as you know. But we try. Actually, I have a few people that are listening, so I'm glad that, because I see my numbers going up. I'm three away from 1,700 now, and so I see that people are listening to the show. So thank you out there, whoever you are, for listening. I've been joined by my co-host Daryl Wynn, and so far in this, I have two people listening live or have listened to some part of the 2 hours so far live. But that's Daryl Wynn, and he's about to go, right, Daryl?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So we will go ahead and say goodbye to Daryl, and I will talk to you later and enjoy your basketball. All right?
All righty.
Okay.
This is Daryl Wynn on Log Talk Radio. I hope you enjoyed our show this evening with me and Steve. Next week we will have another one.
Uh-huh.
And until then, everybody have a good evening, good afternoon, right, and a good night.
Yep. Okay. That was Daryl Wynn, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. And yeah. It's me, Stephanie. Well, come on in. Say hello to the people. Hello. So you're here to talk about what? Well, I'm here to talk about Make It or Break It, show on the ABC Family Channel. Gotta love that show. And love them gymnastics. Well, okay. So why don't we invite the people to call in? Well, okay. Guest call-in number is 347-850-1572. My brother, DJ Stevie P, is in the last hour of his show, and we are going to be talking about Make It or Break It. I am Sister Stephanie, and I am live here in Sun Valley, Idaho, and I am glad to be here in Sun Valley, Idaho. Well, okay. So what do you want to start with? Well, let's see. I guess we could start with last week's episode of Make It or Break It. Okay. What about last week's episode? Well, last week's episode, they went to prom. Now, the girls from the gym, the Rock, they're not in regular school. But one of them, the girl that broke her back doing gymnastics, she is in school now. Yeah, I guess. I don't watch it, so I don't know. No, she is. She is in school now, and her friend from school invited her to the prom because she was head of the prom committee. So in order for her to go, she would only go if her friends from The Rock went. Oh, okay. So, yeah, so they all went, and they all went to get prom dresses, and the one, Emily, she couldn't afford a prom dress, so she told her mom, and her mom's dating this guy, and his name is Steve, and he's a rich guy, and actually, one of her teammates is his father. Okay, so go on. Well, see, the one girl, Emily, her mom, and the other girl, Lauren, her dad, they went on a secret date. They didn't know it was each other. They, through one of those computer dating sites. So anyway, they went on a date, and they realized it was each other, and they had been dating ever since, and that was a couple weeks ago. Okay, go on. Well, turns out he's rich, and they went to this wine tasting, and both of them decided that it would be better, instead of spending so much money on a bottle of wine, just get wine from a box. Well, okay. Well, yeah. So anyway, they went upstairs to in his house to the attic, and that girl Lauren, his daughter, had been keeping a guy in there because he was homeless. He had to hide in the closet and heard them giggling all night. And no telling it what else they had to do. But anyway. So it turns out that she told him that she had to get a prom dress for her daughter. And when she got the prom dress for her daughter, he actually had his personal shopper buy the dress for her. But his daughter saw the dress in the back of his vehicle and thought the dress was for her. So when it came time for prom night, she had the shoes already that matched the dress that the other girl was wearing. Then when the other girl walked in, the other girl told her friend, the guy that she has staying in, you know, in the upstairs, that her father is dating the girl. And then they went back into the prom and she realized that it wasn't her that her father was dating, but it was her mama that he was dating. So she said that, well, that's even worse. So anyway, that was prom, and then the girl Emily, her boyfriend, on and off boyfriend from the pizza shack, the musician, tried to get up there and sing a song, and he choked, but she was impressed and got back together with him, so that was cool. Then the one girl Payson. Now, she's the one with the back problems. Uh-huh. And because of the back problems that she has, she can't do gymnastics anymore. Basically, she broke her spine. She can still walk. Surprisingly, she can still walk. But she has to go to regular school. She can't do gymnastics anymore. Now, her parents have sent her to some of the best doctors in the country. They really have. But it turns out that every one of them said she's just inoperable. There's just no cure for her back. Now another doctor from Romania or somewhere like that has come over for a conference close by to where they're at. They're in Boulder. And anyway, the doctor has come, and I believe that the girl Payson is going to be going under for another operation where they're going to insert some sort of cement into her spine, I believe. So, well, yeah, okay. Well, that's pretty cool. All right, well, we're going to try to play song.
We are?
Yeah. We're going to play a song from the TV show, Make It or Break It. Let's see if we can find one. Boy, you got something on here. Yeah, I know. I know I do. Well, if anybody wants to call in, what's the call-in number? 347-850-1572. Right. 347-850-1572 is the call-in number. I am Sister Stephanie, along with DJ Stevie P. Yeah. DJ Stevie P here. Yeah. Okay, he's sitting right here next to me. All right. Okay, well, Sister Stephanie, see if you can find something. Well, okay. I am trying to see if I can find something. But anyway, this is all about Make It or Break It. If you want to call in, you may do so. 347-850-1572. And like I said, we are trying to find one of those songs. I think I know where one of them may be. Don't you have most of these songs in order? Yes, most of them are in order, but not all of them are in order. Okay. Wait. I just found one. Okay. This song was played in episode 10, Make It or Break It. This is Max Morgan with You Better Believe here on KSLP Internet Radio.
I'm looking for a sign to show me that I'm right. Break the fall when my back's against the wall. So I'll take it as it comes. I'll show off anyone who thinks I'll take it slow. Just watch me as I go.
You better believe, you better believe.
Okay, folks, we are back. I am DJ CVP, and I'm joined by my sister, Stephanie. Yeah, I'm here. All right, so let's talk about something else within the show. Kaylee Cruz, she's a defending national champion, and she has a boyfriend, Colin. That's the one that has been staying in Lauren's attic, is the guy, Cotta. And so anyway, he's been trying like crazy to get back with her, even though he cheated on her with Lauren. Crazy, ain't it? So, not only that, but she has to deal with the drama of her U.S. Olympic coach, because since she's the national champion, of course she made the national team, but she has to deal with the fact that her U.S. Coach, Marty, actually slept with her mom, and that may come to a head tonight, I believe. But if somebody wants to call in, you may do so at 347-850-1572. I am Sister Stephanie, along with I'm DJ CVP. Well, anyway, that's just sad. That's just very sad about the, you know, even though it's just a TV show, still you gotta love the drama of the TV show. Well, I guess. I mean, that's, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't watch it. You should watch it. You know, it's a good show. I'm Sister Stephanie, and I say it's a good show. So it's a good show. Well, if you say so. Well, I do say so. So, yeah. But, let's see if we can find another one of those songs from this TV series. All right, well, let's see what we can do here. Just give me a minute, and I'll flip through. Man, speed it up. Well, I am trying as fast as I can, thank you. Cool your jets. Don't tell me to cool my jets. You cool your jets. All right, look, we're here. We're on the air now. Keep your sanity about you. We are on the air. All right. Don't get your panties in a bunch. Fine. Yeah, fine. Okay, so let's keep looking, and eventually we will find one of those songs. I think there's one coming up here. All right. And then when we get back, we'll be talking about more about the parents, right? Hey, you're hosting the show, so whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about. Well, okay, thank you. So what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about the parents, right? Like I said, it's up to you, whatever you want to talk about. If you want to talk about the parents, we'll talk about the parents on the show. So, anyway, we're trying to get to the song, folks. Yeah, he's trying, but he's going very slow. Typical man, going very, very slow. That is so wrong. Okay, here we go. This song, well, you tell it. Well, all right then. This song here is by Carly Patterson, who was on the U.S. gymnastics team and actually has won a couple of gold medals in the past. Now, 347-850-1572 is the call-in number. If you want to talk about Make It or Break It, But anyway, so she was on this show called Duets or Singing Duets or something like that a few years ago. She actually has pretty good voice, I guess. No, she does. She does. She does. No guessing to it. Anyway, so when they premiered the, before they premiered the second part of the first season, they had this song playing. So this is, who is it? Oh, Carly Patterson with Here I Am here on, what's your radio station? It's KSLP Internet Radio. And I am DJ Stevie P with I'm Sister Stephanie. Now, you know that. Don't be asking me who I am. You know who I am. I am Sister Stephanie. That is who I am. All right, well, here I am on KSLP Internet Radio.
Here I am now, and I'm not
Okay, KSLP Internet Radio, we are back. I'm here with Sister Stephanie. Yeah, I'm here. And that was, who was that? Oh, that was Collie Patterson with Here I Am. Now, let's see if we can find the other one. But before we do that, let's see. Now, I said I want to talk about the parents. Now, you have four sets of families. Four different kinds of families, four different kinds of girls. One of them is career-oriented. Another one is a stuck-up biatch. Another one was, it's just there. And then the other one is the newcomer. Well, so the newcomer, her mom, Chloe, she struggles. She works job to job. They're not rich. It's hard work for her. Second set of parents, Lauren, turns out her mom is in a, not a mental hospital, but she should be. And, her father, spoils her like no end, and she's rich and thinks that if the center of attention is not focused on her, then there is no center of attention because that's just who she is. And I mean, she did not like her father's ex-girlfriend at first until she realized that she actually cared about her. And I'm talking about the girlfriend, Summer, that she actually did care about the girl, Lauren, and was going to be there for her no matter what, even if she was not dating Lauren's father, Steve. So anyway, also you have Kaylee. Her parents are rich. Her mom was a singer, had a song out. Her father was a professional baseball player in the show. And so they got some money also. But her mom actually cheated on her dad with her coach. And that might actually come to a head tonight on the ABC Family Channel at 9 o'clock Eastern Time during Make It or Break It. That might actually come to fruition. So, anyway, then the other one, Payson, that is the career-oriented one. The one that is now in the bat brace with a broken back. Her parents moved her from Minnesota to be, you know, an elite gymnast. Her and her sister. Her younger sister is not as good as she was. She was destined to be the Olympic champion. But then she decided to take some medication that she did not need to be taken, but she decided to take it anyway. And when she decided to take it, it helped her, but it also screwed up her back more, that once she stopped taking the medicine, when she realized that she could do fine without it, she ended up breaking her back. It's been a real struggle for them to decide what is best for her, rather to send her to regular school, high school, or to have her continue to be homeschooled. But they want her to realize, and she finally has realized, that, gymnastics was not the most important thing to her, that it was everything else is also important. So because of that, she is more well-rounded, and she was feeling sorry for herself, but she is not doing that now. You have any comment, DJ Stevie? Well, I'm listening to what you're saying. Well, thank you. I am so glad you are listening to what I am saying. But if anybody wants to call in and talk about Make It or Break It, you may do so at 347-850-1572. That is the call-in number. And I am Sister Stephanie, and I am here with my brother, DJ Stevie P. Yes, I am here also, yes. Well, good. All right, you know what? I can't seem to find that other song, so we're going to play something else. It's not from the show, but it's a pretty good song. Well, look, you're in control of the switchboard, so you decide what you want to play, and I'll just go along with it. It's fine with me. Well, thank you. I'm glad. You know that a woman's always right. Yeah, I'm not getting into that argument with you or anybody else. Thank you very much. Well, you're welcome. Thank you. All right, since he is giving me full control, Sis Stephanie here in beautiful Sun Valley, Idaho. It's 5:30. We got about 30 minutes left of the show. If anybody wants to call in and talk about Make It or Break It, you may do so. In the meantime, we're going to put on a song. And this is by, she was a good actress. She was a very good actress. She died way too young. Who's that? That Brittany Murphy. She had a song out a couple years ago. Yeah, I know. I play it on my show a lot. Oh, really? Yeah, really, I do. All right, well, this is Fast to Kill Pussycat by Brittany Murphy here on KSLP Internet Radio. We will be back in a few minutes, and we will talk about the cheerleading, and not cheerleading, gymnastics. It's gymnastics. We will talk about the gymnastics and the national team and how Kaylee, Lauren, and Emily all screwed up their chance to go to London. All right. And we'll be back in a few minutes here on KSLP Internet Radio. In the meantime, this is Fast to Kill Pussycat. Is that the right name? Yes, that's the right name. Fast to Kill Pussycat by Brittany Murphy here on KSLP Internet Radio. Thank you for listening.
can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. Landed foul on the grass, the players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sideline.
Bye.
were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night, just like the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye-bye, Mr. American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were singing whiskey rye. Singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I
KSLP Internet Radio. I am Sister Stephanie here, along with my brother DJ Stevie P. And we are talking about Make It or Break It. We have about 14 minutes left of the show. And boy, this has been a long show for you, hasn't it? Well, yeah, because I started out playing the remainder of the songs for my In Love set. Yeah, go on. And then I had my friend Daryl on the phone, and we was talking sports. Oh, okay, yeah, go on. And then, now this was you. All right, well, I'm probably the best part of the show, right? Right? Yeah. Anyway, I am Sister Stephanie, and we are talking about Make It or Break It. Now, before the two-song break we had, we was discussing, or we was about to talk about the girls on the U.S. Teams. Now, the girls, their coach for the U.S. team is not their regular coach. Their coach is actually the former coach, and the one who's sleeping with Kevin's mama, who was. And then he went to Denver, and he became the national team coach. So they had the first practice afterwards, and the three girls, Emily, Lauren, and Kaylee, all sabotaged the performance to make the coach look bad. But actually, in reality, what they made look bad or who they made look bad was themselves, because the U.S. Olympic people was there, judging committee was there, and they determined that those three were not worthy to go to London to participate in an event in London with the U.S. team. So the six people that did go, including national runner-up Kevin Parker, they are now one step ahead of everybody else in their training for the 2012 Olympic Games, supposedly. Of course, this is just a show. This is not real, but it is a show, but it is a good show, says Sister Stephanie here. So, anyway, they screwed up that first practice, and they didn't go. So they've been dealing with their own dramas ever since. But now, tonight's episode, I know because I've seen a clip of this, their regular coach, Sasha, shows them what winners look like and how they are currently not winners because the way they sabotage the last practice. He then challenges them to go out tomorrow and have a flawless practice. That is very true. So, we have about 10 minutes left of the show. I'm trying to think what else to talk about on the show. Oh, yeah, speaking of Sasha, their coach, a couple weeks ago, his office manager, Summer, the one who dated the guy Steve, but then broke up because she realized that that he was the problem in the relationship between him and her and his daughter. So, anyway, a couple weeks ago, the topic of chastity and saving yourself came up in the Make It or Break It program. Now, I had seen on Facebook some comments that should not have been discussed on the program. Now, my personal feelings, even though I am not a virgin, the personal preference of the fact is they should have waited, or, you know, I agree with that concept. I wish I had done that when I was younger, but, you know, I knocked some boots back in my day. Anyway, so guest caller number is 347-850-1572. Thank you so much for listening today. We have 8 minutes left, and I am Sister Stephanie. And so anyway, Sasha and Summer, they was in the office and they was talking. And she's like, oh, yes, I'm a woman, and I need my needs, and I have my needs. Just because I'm a Christian doesn't mean I don't have my needs. And then he goes in and kisses her right on the lips. Boy, that was something. You didn't see that one coming, but you kind of did see it coming. You know, kind of like a car accident that you just nearly miss, or when you go to the store to buy some knives, plastic knives, forks, and spoons, and all they have are toothpicks. Same kind of deal. So anyway, guest calling number 347-850-1572. Talk about total opposites. These are total opposites, but it would be nice to see them to get together. Now, speaking of getting together, I said earlier about the guy Steve, Lauren's dad, and Chloe, Emily's mom. By the way, that Chloe, I used to watch show that she was on when she was on a show, NBC soap opera called Sunset Beach back about 12 years ago. So she was in her early to mid-20s at the time. But, man, she could ruffle my feathers, you know what I'm saying? She really could ruffle my feathers. Oh, absolutely. But she's actually the same age as the one that plays Summer, the one that used to play in Full House. They're both about the same age, right around it. Anyway, I think it would be good if them to get together, and I'm talking about that Steve and Chloe. Now, if they, let's just say, if they end up getting married, I don't know how many of you out there remember the show Popular. Same kind of concept. Divorced father, widowed mother. And then they get together, their daughters hate each other, and then they turn out they love each other, they like each other, and the show ended on an actually sad note, but anyway, that's not my point. As my brother Steve, DJ Stevie, said earlier, I digress. Well, I digress too. So, I could see them getting together, that Steve and Chloe, and can you imagine the cat fights that would go on between Lauren and Emily over the simplest things, because they already don't like each other. They haven't liked each other that much since the first episode when Lauren tried to sabotage Emily's performance, and that just because, oh, it's a new person and she just got totally mad. Anyway, so 6 minutes left of the show. Thank you for listening. We're gonna play a now my brother DJ Stevie, he's a conservative, but see me here, I am a liberal, and I'm actually going to play a song. I just found it. This is actually, we're going to end the show with this. Make sure you watch Make It or Break It tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 o'clock Pacific Time, 8 and 7 in the Central and Mountain Town Zones where available. So anyway, I am a liberal, and I love Obama, and I'm going to make sure to play this song. And this was actually came out a couple of years ago before the campaign or at the start of the campaign. This is actually Obama Girl with I Got a Crush on Obama. And don't you have a show tonight? Well, I had a show tonight, but I probably won't do it because I've got other stuff to do. So I probably will take the night off. All right, well, you heard it here first. So anyway, this is Obama Girl with I Got a Crush on Obama. Thank you for listening to the Make It or Break It show. I wish somebody had called in and listened, but that's okay. But I do keep up with this show. It's a great show, and remember to watch it tonight. Bye-bye now from Sun Valley, Idaho. And like I said, taking us out is Obama Girl with I Got a Crush on Obama.
Thank all of you for your time, your suggestions, your encouragement, and your prayers. And I look forward to continuing our conversation in the weeks and months to come.
Hey, B, it's me. If you're there, pick up. I was just watching you on C-SPAN. Anyway, call me back.
You seem to float onto the floor. Democratic Convention 2004. So I put down my carry sign. Knew I had to make you mine. My black is sexy, you're so fine. Cause I gotta cry.
I'm Barack Obama, I'll wait till 2008.
Baby, you're the best candidate.
I like it when you get hard on Hillary in debate. Won't you pick up your phone? Cause I gotta cry.
I'm Obama. Break this border between you and me. Universal health care reform, it makes me warm. You tell the truth unlike the right. You can love but you can fight. You can Barack me tonight. I gotta cry.
I'm Barack Obama. I'll wait till 2008.
Barack Obama.
Best candidate. I like it when you get hard on Hillary in debate. Won't you pick up your